Welcome to this final session on the subject of cell groups.
Berjuang sumping ke sesi akhir di pelajaran Komsel.
We have taught you about the purposes of the church.
Abdi parantos ngajar perkawis tujuan gereja.
And how those purposes are best fulfilled in cell groups.
Ma tujuan eta ditedunan sareng langkung sae dina Komsel.
The cell is the smallest unit of the spiritual body of Christ.
Sel nyata unit pangletikna tina salira Gusti.
We taught you how we pastor people well through a cell group.
Ngajar satelek sukakuma abdi ngangon jalmi langkung sae ngalangkungan.
How we evangelize the lost by inviting them to come into a cell group.
Panginjilan anu leungit sareng ngulem maranena sumping ka Komsel.
And then how we raise up leaders through a cell group.
Lajengna kumaha abdi ngahudangkeun pamimpin ngalangkungan Komsel.
In our last session we discussed the principle of 12.
Dina sesi akhir ngabahas prinsip 12.
And of multiplication.
Sareng multiplikasi.
And I would like to remind you.
Abdi hayang ingetan saderek.
That most of our cell groups are family groups.
Dina umumna Komselnya eta kelompok kulawarga.
We began our groups as family groups.
Ngawitan kelompok kulawarga.
And as groups multiply,
entawis kelompok multiplikasi,
the families are multiplying.
Kulawarga multiplikasi.
Sometimes we have single people who also open groups.
Kadangkawis gaduh budak ngora oge muka kelompok.
Or individuals who open a homogeneous group.
Tanapi jalmi-jalmi anu muka kelompok sajenis.
But we work together as families.
Ngabdi ngadamel sasarengan janten kulawarga.
In a cell, one family is one member of the cell.
Dina hiji sel, hiji keluarga nyaeta anggota sel eta.
In this way, we have really recaptured our homes for the Lord.
Ku cara eta leres-leres ngarebut deui rumah tangga kanggo Gusti.
Someone has said God is a family man.
Urang nyaros Gusti nyaeta pribadi keluarga.
In a spirit, in a figure of speech, he loves families as much as anything.
Dek paribasa anjinanya ah ka kulawarga sami sareng nusanes.
In Psalm 127 in verse 3.
Dek Jabur 127 ayat 3.
The psalmist said, behold, children are an heritage from the Lord.
Anak teh kurnia ti pangeran eta teh ganjaran sajati.
Like arrows in the hand of a warrior.
Nakalaki lir jamparing anu dicanda ku prajurit.
So are children of one's youth.
Itu anak dina ngorana.
Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them.
Bagai jalma anu boga loba jamparing seperti kitu.
They shall not be ashamed.
Arena moal kasoran.
But shall speak with their enemies in the gate.
Mentepung jeng musuh.
Now this is what I've learned about cell groups.
Ia parantos diajar ngenaan Komsel.
Cell groups restore the sense of family in a church.
Komsel mulihkan kesadaran penting sumanget juang di gereja.
They also restore the sense of militancy in the church.
Karena oge mulihkan kesadaran keluarga di gereja.
But in the cell structure we find the surfacing of sons and daughters.
Angin di struktur sel nemukan ngelayanan ke budak pamengket sarang istri.
Instead of every member just sitting under a pastor's teaching.
Tadaya anggota kenging pengajaran tinungangon.
The members become involved in the vision of the pastor.
Anggota ngawitan iki kibung dina visi nu ngangon.
They begin to look to a pastor more as children do to their father.
Aranena ngawitan ningali nu ngangon langkung ti anak ka bapa.
Because the pastor actually begins to father them in leadership.
Nu ngangon leres-leres ngawitan janten bapa dina mimpin.
God builds the church with families.
Pangeran ngawitan gereja sareng kulawarga kulawarga.
He builds his church with sons and daughters.
Anjeunna ngawangun gereja sareng budak pamengket sareng istri.
Jesus said that a true shepherd will not flee when the wolf comes.
Al Yesus kanungangon sajati moal lumpat mun aya ajak.
But that a hireling flees because he has no attachment to the house.
Anging nu buburuh lumpat kumarkin tenyaah kana domba-dombana.
In this final lesson today,
dina pengajaran akhir dinten ieu,
I want to show you the type of people who will be great leaders in your church.
Abdi hayang ningalikeun tipe jalmi anu bade janten pamimpin ageng dina gereja.
We call them sons in the house of God.
Sebutna budak lalaki bumi pangeran.
In the book of 1 of Philippians,
Kina Serat Filipi,
chapter 2,
pasal 2,
we read a verse concerning Timothy.
Perangaos perkawis Timotius.
Paul said, I have no one like-minded.
Te aya jalmi anu sehate sareng sapikir jeung
anjeun. Who will sincerely care for your state.
Anu leres-leres maratoskeun kapentingan anjeun.
For all seek their own.
Sabab sadaya neangan kapentingannya lira.
Not the things which are of Christ Jesus.
Anas kapentingan Kristus.
But you know his proven character.
Anjeun terang yen kasatian anak kauji.
That as a son with his father.
Petas anak nulungan ka bapa.
He served with me in the gospel.
Anjeun nulungan abdi dina ngarayanan Injil.
I want to point out about Timothy.
Tapi hayang nerangkeun perkawis Timotius.
Paul said he was not like the others that were with me.
Paulus nyaris anjeunna teu sapertos anu sanes sareng Paulus.
He was like a son with his father.
Anjeunna sapertos anak ka bapa.
And served me in the gospel.
Ngalayanan Paulus dina ngalayanan Injil.
The leaders you are looking for as cell leaders.
Para pamimpin anu dipilari salaku pamimpin sel.
Are to be sons in the house.
Nyata janten sapatos anak dina imah pangeran.
And not hirelings in the house.
Kana jalmi buruh dina imah pangeran.
A son has his life invested in the house.
Seorang anak masian hirupna kanggo imah pangeran.
But a hireling is only looking for payment at the end of the day.
Angin jalmi buruh ngan milari gaji sareng erena poean.
You cannot build on hirelings.
Kadarek da tiasa ngawangun dina jalmi buruhan.
You cannot build a church upon people who do not have the vision of the Father.
Da tiasa ngawangun gereja di luhureun jalmi-jalmi nun teu gaduh visi Bapa.
In our cell structure.
Dina struktur sel.
We teach our cell leaders 7 dangers within a cell.
Dengan ulang pamimpin sel 7 bahaya dina sel.
Dr. Cho has taught this to his 23,000 cell leaders.
Dr. Cho ngawulang hal ieu ka 23,000 pamimpin selna.
You must be careful to train them in the attacks of the devil that he will say to them.
Tari kedah ngalati marena sareng ati-ati dina hal serangan iblis anu bakal ngalungkeun ka maranehna.
You should never let anyone come in and teach in your cell groups unless the pastor approves.
Ulang ngatep sahabe dina ngawulang komsel salianti izin nu ngangon.
You should never let them provide a forum for money to be raised in the cell.
Ulang ngantep marane nangayakeun persembahan dina sel.
You must be careful not to teach false doctrine in a cell.
Tadare kedah hati-hati ulah ngawulang doktrin anu salah dina sel.
For that reason I write the cell lesson every week.
Alasan eta abdi nulis pelajaran kanggo sel unggal minggu.
And the lesson is just 4 questions that people discuss.
Pengajaran eta ngan opat patarosan kanggo didiskusikeun.
The dangers within a cell can be easily handled if a leader is trained.
Bahaya anu aya dina sel tiasa ditangani umpami pamimpinna kalatih.
Many of the dangers can be also handled if we have sons in the house.
Rupi-rupi bahaya tiasa ditangani umpami urang gaduh anak dina imah pangeran.
A missionary in Nairobi, Kenya told me this message.
Misionaris di Nairobi, Kenya nyaritakeun pesan ieu.
And I want to show you 12 differences in sons and hirelings.
Abdi hayang nuduhkeun 12 perbentenan antawis anak sareng buruhan.
The first difference that we see.
Perbentenan kahiji nyaeta urang ningal.
Is that sons build the house.
Anak ngawangun imah.
Servants or hirelings simply serve in the house.
Buruh atanapi jalmi badega ngalayanan dina imah.
A son is concerned about the house growing in a right way.
Anak paduli imah dibangun ku cara anu sanes.
But a servant or a hireling has no attachment to the house.
Nanging saurang buruh atanapi badega entenyaah ka imah pangeran.
If someone is a true son in the local church.
Umpami saurang anu leres-leres saurang anak dina gereja lokal.
When they see a new person come into the church.
Atos haninga jiwa enggal sumping ka gereja.
They see them as building material in the church.
Marana ningal jiwa enggal eta teh janten bahan bangunan gereja.
They do not have a sense of failure upon themselves.
Karena gaduh kesadaran pada gagal dina dirina.
But they have initiative.
Angin gaduh inisiatif.
They have creativity.
Gaduh kreativitas.
Their perspective is to build the house.
Tujuan ananya eta ngawangun gereja.
In whatever they're doing.
Dina naon bae nu dibidamel.
The second thing is,
anu kaduanya eta,
sons hold the father's heart.
Anak nyepeng hate bapa.
And the success of their father's work as their own.
Suksesna pada melan bapa sapertos gaduhnya lira.
In Luke chapter 16, Jesus said that a man was giving to another his own inheritance based upon what he gave him.
Dina Lukas 16 Yesus nyarios saurang masihan warisan ka jalmi dumasar kana naon anu dipasikeun jalmi eta ka mantena.
And he said, if you're not faithful in that which is not yours, how can you have your own?
Kamarana anu jujur dina ngurus harta batur, saha anu baris mercayakeun kamarana harta anu jadi hak maraneh sorangan.
If a person cannot work with the vision of a house,
pamisa urang teu tiasa ngadamel sareng visi jamaah,
how will he ever have his own ministry?
Maha anjeunna tiasa gaduh pelayanan nyarira.
Sons inherit.
Anak gaduh warisan.
Servants take.
Buruh nyandak.
If a person seizes their inheritance and runs,
umpami saurang ngarebut warisan marena sareng lumpat,
they were a hireling and not a son.
Maranena jalmi buruhan sareng sanes anak.
Today there are ambitious men.
Ya jalmi-jalmi buruhan anu ambisi.
Who want to use the local church to start their own ministry.
Anu mangamanfaatkeun gereja lokal kanggo ngawitan ngelayanan marena sorangan.
They leave the local church without the Father's blessing.
Ning marena ngantunkeun gereja lokal teu diberkahan Bapa.
They are taking rather than inheriting.
Marena ngarampas sareng sanes warisan.
A true leader in your church will never split your church.
Pemimpin gereja nu sejati moal mecah belah gereja.
Their success is bound up in the success of the Father.
Kasuksesan marena ngahiji sareng Bapa.
The third difference in sons and hirelings.
Perbentenan katilu antawis anak sareng buruhan.
Is that sons are family oriented.
Nyaeta anak orientasina kana kulawarga.
Hirelings are ministry or issue oriented.
Buruhan orientasina kana ngalayanan atanapi hal sanes.
The son will not let an issue divide him in the house.
Anak moal ngantep isu anu misakeun ti imah pangeran.
But hirelings focus on issues.
Nanging fokusna buruhan nyaeta isu-isu.
Because in terms of having an issue, they look at it as a right they have.
Kumargin gaduh isu ningal eta janten hak milik maranehna.
When Solomon had two prostitutes and one baby.
Atas Sulaiman mayunan dua pelacur sareng orok.
The real mother said, leave the baby alone.
Ibu anu leres nyaros supados ulah ngaganggu orokna.
The false mother said, cut it in half.
Ibu anu palsu supados orokna di belah dua.
A true son in the house.
Anak sajati dina hiji imah.
Will not divide the church over an issue.
Mal mecah belah gereja dumasar kana isu.
But will say, let the baby live.
Nanging nyarios, savios orok eta hirup.
Number four.
Kaopat.
Sons use the language of family.
Putra nganggo bahasa kulawarga.
But hirelings use individual terminology.
Nanging buruh ngagunakeun istilah pribadi.
When you are listening to a leader,
patos saderek ngadangu saurang pamimpin,
what language do they use?
Basa naon nu dianggo?
Do they say we and us?
Naha nyeros urang sareng gaduh urang?
Or do they say they and them?
Tarapi nyeros maranehna gaduh maranehna.
A son identifies with the needs of the local church.
Anak dikenal ku kepriyogian gereja lokal.
But a servant always says they are doing this.
Nanging buruh mah teras nyarios marena anu ngalakukeunana.
Absalom stopped men at the gate of Jerusalem.
Absalom ngareunkeun jalmi-jalmi di panto gerbang Yerusalem.
And said they are not taking care
karena
of you.
Karena dipihak raja teu aya saurang-urang acan nu kersa ngadangu.
If I were king,
tapi diangkat janten hakim di dieu,
I would do it differently.
Abi bakal ngarengsekeun perkara secara adil.
His language gave him away.
Bahasa nang nyatakeun dirina.
that he was not a true son in the house.
Dan anjana sanes anak sajati dina imah pangeran.
Number 5.
Nu kalima.
Sons honor headship.
Anak ngahormatan bapak.
And cover the nakedness of their fathers.
Nutupan kagorengan bapana.
Servants trade in exposing nakedness.
Padega ngadagangkeun sareng nempongkeun kagorengan.
It is the coin of their realm.
Eta teh duit alam maranehna.
When Noah committed his mistake of becoming drunk.
Patos Nuh ngalakukeun kasalahan nyaeta mabok.
Two of his sons, Shem and Japheth.
Kedua putrana Sem sareng Yafet.
Covered him and walked in backwards and laid the cover over him.
Nutupan sareng mapana nukangan meberkeun kain nutupan ka luhureun Nuh.
But Ham delighted to expose the nakedness of his father.
Nanging Ham resep nyaksikeun bapana taranjang.
We should never cover sin in a leader.
Kedana urang teu kinging nutupan dosa pamimpin.
But all leaders make mistakes.
Nang sadaya pamimpin kantos ngalakukeun kasalahan.
And a son will honor the headship of their father.
Anak bade hormat ka bapa salaku kapala.
Rather than delighting in exposing it to everyone.
Tibatan resep ngomongkeun kasalahan ka unggal jelma.
In Psalm 127:5.
Dina Jabul 127 ayat 5.
The Bible said that the sons will speak with the enemies in the gate.
Alkitab nyarios, anak bade nyarios ka musuh-musuh di panto gerbang.
When the father is under attack.
Waktos bapana diserang.
The sons defend him.
Anak ngabela.
You can tell a son.
Sadek yasa nyarios ka anak.
They come to the defense of the father of a house.
Parana datang ngabela bapak di imah pangeran.
Number 6.
Kagenep.
Sons honor the chain of command.
Anak hormat kana parentah.
But hirelings question the chain of command.
Nanging buruh naraskeun parentah.
When a father puts someone over me in the house.
Atos bapa nempatkeun jalmi di saluhureun abdi di imah.
The way I respond to that person he has placed over me tells me what I am.
Anak ngarespon jalmi anu ku anjeunna nempatkeun saluhureun abdi nyarios ka abdi saha abdi.
If I continually question their character, I'm a hireling.
Pami abdi teras naroskeun watak maranehna abdi teh jalmi buruh.
But if I honor that person because the father put them over me, I'm a son.
Hayang pami abdi ngahormat jalmi eta kumargi bapa nempatkeun maranehna di saluhureun abdi, abdi teh anak.
The test that separates hirelings or sons.
Ujian anu misahkeun buruh ti anak.
Is can I submit to someone I don't like personally?
Nyaeta naha abdi tiasa tunduk ka jalmi anu teu dipikaresep ku abdi?
Number 7.
Katujuh.
Sons want to share their lives with the fathers.
Anak hoyong abaki hirupna sareng bapa.
Down to the third generation.
Dugi ka generasi katilu.
In a son.
Da saurang anak.
The vision comes first.
Anu datang langkung ti payun nyaeta.
They know that they did not develop the vision.
Maranehna terang yen maranehna teu ngembangkeun visi.
The father developed the vision.
Bapa nu ngembangkeun visi.
The vision preceded them.
Visi mayunan maranehna.
And so when they come to the house.
Maranehna datang ka imah pangeran.
They don't try to change the vision.
Maranehna teu usaha ngarobi visi eta.
They serve the vision of the house.
Maranehna ngalayan visi imah pangeran.
Number 8.
Kedelapan.
Sons bond new people to the family and the father.
Anak ngiket jalmi enggal kulawarga sareng bapa.
Hirelings bond new people to themselves.
Buruh ngiket jalmi enggal ka diri pribadi.
When a new person comes into the church.
Waktu siwa enggal datang ka gereja.
A hireling will seek to draw them after themselves.
Buruh bade milari cara kanggo narik maranehna ka diri sorangan.
Paul told the elders of the Ephesus in Acts chapter 20.
Paulus nyarios ka para panetua di Efesus dina acara padalaman Rasul-rasul 20.
To beware of those who would draw away disciples after themselves.
Wajan palsu maranehna usaha narik murid-murid di jalan anu leres supados ngiring maranehna.
But a true son in the house.
Aing saurang anak di imah pangeran
will bond people to the father of that house.
Bakal ngiket jalmi ka bapa di imah pangeran.
In a storm you can tell where people are bonded.
Dina mayuan badai saderek tiasa ningal maranehna ka iket ka saha.
And if they bond people to themselves.
Bapa maranehna ngiket jalmi ka diri sorangan.
They're not building the house.
Maranehna teu ngawangun imah pangeran.
They're building their own vision in the house.
Arena ngawong bangun visina sorangan dina imah pangeran.
Number 9.
Kasalapan.
Sons focus on the welfare of the people.
Anak musaten kana kasejahteraan jalmi.
Hirelings focus on appearance.
Buruh musatkan kana penampilan.
A son is secure in the father's love.
Anak ngaraos aman dina kanyaah bapa.
When you're unfathered, you're insecure.
Waktu saderek teboga bapa, moal aman.
So a son is not concerned about impressing his father with appearance.
Umpamin tepaduli masihan kesan ka bapa sareng penampilan anak.
They don't have to look good.
Arane nantek proyoki katingal sae.
Look successful.
Katingal sukses.
Or inflate their numbers.
Atanapi naikkan angka maranehna.
This is important in a cell church.
Ia penting dina gereja sel.
Because there must be reporting to those who are in charge.
Memarki kedah aya laporan ka maranehna anu tanggel waler.
If a person is not a son,
anu sanes anak,
they will inflate numbers.
Maranehna naikkan angka.
They will try and do things to look good.
Maranehna usaha sareng ngalakukeun hal supaya katingal sae.
They are not secure in the father's love for them.
Maranehna teu aman dina kayaan bapa pikeun maranehna.
When your father doesn't validate you,
asa bapa teu ngarestuan saderek,
you try to be validated by what you can make happen around you.
Saderek usaha direstuan naon anu tiasa diciptakeun di sakulingan saderek.
A son is not concerned about appearance.
Anak teu paduli ku panampilan.
They're focused on people's needs.
Maranehna musatkeun kana kaputuhan jalmi.
Number 10.
10.
Sons share their inner conversations.
Anak ngajaki ucapan di jero.
Hirelings tell you only what they want you to know.
Buruh ngan ngucapkeun naon anu maranehna hoyong terang.
Now your inner conversation is what you really think and what you really feel and believe.
Dapat di jero nya eta naon anu leres dipikirkeun sareng naon anu leres raoskeun sareng dipercaya.
A hireling will say something to you outwardly.
Buruh mengucapkan secara lahir.
But it's actually not the way they feel inwardly.
Nah, eta sanes secara salesna anu maranehna rasakeun di jero.
You ask a hireling, how are you?
Ngaros ku buruh kumaha damang?
His answer is fine, no problems.
Palerna sae teu aya masalah.
But the truth of the matter is,
nah, kumaha salesna?
He is hurting desperately.
Maranehna raheut jero pisan.
A son is the opposite of that.
Anak sabalikna.
A son will share his heart.
Anak bakal nyaritakeun eusi hatena.
He will say what's really bothering him.
Anjeunna bakal nyaritakeun perkawis naon anu saenyana.
This is the way God builds marriages as well.
Ieu oge cara Pangeran ngawangun pernikahan.
If a marriage is honest and transparent.
Upami pernikahan eta jujur sareng jentre.
Then intimacy and trust and sharing of inner conversation will happen.
Bakal kacipta keintiman dina kepercayaan sareng rupi-rupi ucapan di jero.
That's what has to happen in a church.
Eta anu kerah kajantenan dina gareja.
Number 11.
Kasabelas.
Sons are secure.
Anak aman.
And can handle correction, discipline, and change.
Biasa nampi koreksi, disiplin, sareng perobihan.
Hirelings place the fault on someone else.
Buruh neangan nu disalahkeun.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
Dina Ibrani 12.
We read in verse 7 that God deals with us as sons.
Rangaos ayat 7. Yen pangeran miara urang sapertos anak.
If he doesn't, then we're illegitimate.
Pamajenan teu ngarawat urang sapertos anak tangtu urang anak haram.
You see, servants can't take discipline.
Padekan tetiasa nampi disiplin.
It's always someone else's fault.
Teras nyalahkan batur.
They can't take discipline because they're insecure.
Karena tetiasa nampi disiplin kumarki marinan te aman.
They're really afraid of rejection.
Karena leres-leres sieun bakal ditolak.
But here's a good thing to remember.
Engge dia aya hal anu sae kanggo diimut.
Discipline is not rejection.
Disiplin sanes ditolak.
It's not something you do to your children.
Disiplin nyata hiji hal anu kedah diterapkeun.
It's something you do for your children.
Eta teh anu saderek lakukeun demi anak.
The way you know if they're a son or a hireling.
cara sarwe kenal naha anak atau napi buruh.
Is do they stay with you after correction?
Nyata marena tetap ayah saparantos dikoreksi.
John the Apostle said that some went out from them.
Yohanes nyarios yang sapabaraha ngundurkan diri.
And he said they went out from us because they were not really a part of us.
Orang jenah kamaranena ngundurkan diri kumarkin teleres-leres bagian ti urang.
Servants receive their esteem from their gift.
Padekan nampi harga diri maranena ti kurnia.
They find it very difficult for anyone to try and sharpen their gift.
Marasa hese pisan kanggo sahabae kanggo nyopi sareng ngasah kurnia maranehna.
People who are joined to your local church.
Jalma anu gabung sareng gereja lokal.
Do not have their own idea.
Tegaduh ide nyalira.
They are ready to be corrected.
Maranehna siap ditaliti.
That brings me to the last difference in a son or a hireling.
Eta nyanda kana perbentenan akhir antawis anak sareng buruh.
Sons have what we would call puppy feet.
Anak kaduh langkah anak anjing.
I'm sure you have seen a dog or a small animal grow.
Abdi yakin sadrek terang tumuwuhna anjing satu alit.
The first thing that grows is their feet.
Awitan tumuwuh nyaeta sukuna.
Their feet get very big.
Sampian jantan ageung.
And then their body matches it.
Lajeng tumuwuh badanna.
But it makes them very awkward.
Nanging eta ngadamel maranehna katingal langkung aneh.
They are always knocking over things.
Teras kesandung barang-barang.
But you can see their potential.
Nanging sadayak eta ningali bakat maranehna.
Hirelings come into the house full grown.
Buruh datang ka imah pangeran parantos dewasa.
They know it all.
Maranehna parantos terang sadayana.
You can't add to them.
Sarek tetiasa nambih pangertosan deui.
They're there to add to you.
Maranehna aya kanggo nambah pangertosan saderek.
They're not willing to learn at all.
Maranehna teu kersa diajar pisan.
They're not teachable.
Maranehna tetiasa diajar.
They think they know everything.
Anggapanana parantos terang sadayana.
But sons want to learn.
Aing anak hoyong diajar.
They want to get it right.
Maranehna hoyong ngalakukeun teras.
They want a spirit of excellence about them.
Mika hoyong roh kawasa.
They're even ready to take the blame for any wrongdoing.
Mika kersa tanggal waler kana kasalahan anak.
Because they're secure.
Margi ngaraos aman.
They're honest.
Jujur.
This is who God can build a church on.
Jalmi anu tiasa dianggo pangeran kanggo ngawangun gereja di luhureun anak-anak.
When God builds his church on sons.
Atas pangeran ngawangun gereja di luhureun anak.
It lasts.
Bakal teras dugi ka langgeng.
This is what we mean by cell group leaders.
Ieu nu dimaksudku pamimpin komsel.
And we have taught you now all of the principles of multiplication.
Jadi parantos ngawangun saderek ayeuna prinsip multiplikasi.
You're now ready to birth yourselves.
Saderek siap ngalahirkeun diri saderek.
But the key question for you as a pastor.
Nang patarosan inti kanggo nu ngawangun.
Is are the people you are looking to as leaders sons or hirelings?
Ha jalmi-jalmi anu ditingali ku saderek salaku pamimpin eta teh anak atau napi buruh.
If they are a hireling,
umpami maranehna buruh,
they will not receive correction.
Maranehna teu tiasa nampi koreksi.
They have their own agenda.
Gaduh rencana nyalira.
They will divide the church if they get the chance.
Bakal ngabagi gereja umpami gaduh kesempatan.
They will look for an issue to divide the church.
Milari isu kanggo mecah belah gereja.
They will search for your mistakes and dishonor you.
Milari kesalahan sareng ngalecehkeun saderek.
They will not honor the chain of command.
Tehormat kana parintah.
Like Absalom, they will use the language of division.
Seperti Absalom bakal menggunakan bahasa pemecah belah.
But if they are a son,
nanging umpami anak,
their heart is bound up in your heart.
Hati marena kaikat ku hati saderek.
And week after week,
minggu ka minggu,
as you meet with them,
sadera saderek papangge sareng maranehna,
you will see their heart.
Bakal ningal hati maranehna.
And after a number of months,
saatosna sabarasa sih,
you will know who are sons,
terang sahanu anak.
And who are hirelings?
Tahanu buruh.
If the hirelings leave, let them go.
Umpami buruh savios angkat oge.
You cannot build on hirelings.
Sadek tengah wangun saluhurun buruh.
But the sons will stay with you.
Naing anak tetap citing sareng saderek.
If you are transitioning your church.
Pamis saderek mindahkan gereja saderek.
From a program church.
Di program gereja.
To a church that uses cell groups to minister.
Jatuh gereja anu nganggo komsel kanggo ngelayanan.
You must develop a sense of family.
Saderek kedah ngawangun kesadaran kulawarga.
You must let the cell leaders know that they have an inheritance in this house.
Kadangan te pemimpin sel terang marena gaduh warisan dina imah pangeran.
You must love them as sons and daughters.
Kadangikannya kamaranena janten anak.
And reach out to them for training.
Sareng ngajangko marena kangko ngalatih.
I can honestly say now after 5 years of cell ministry.
Panjenengan pi nyarios ayeuna saatosna 5 taun dina ngalayanan komsel.
Bethany has become a family.
Bethany parantos janten keluarga.
Every month.
Unggal sasi.
I meet with the sons and daughters.
Apangge sareng budak, pamegat sareng istri.
A thousand or so people.
Saribu atana pi langkung jalmi.
Who are leaders in our church.
Anu janten pamimpin dina gereja.
And I can correct them.
Abi tiasa ngoreksi maranehna.
Jesus had his 12.
Yesus kado 12 murid.
And he asked them this question.
Anjeunna naros kieu.
Will you also go away?
Nah, anjeun teu kersa angkat.
Everyone else had left him.
Saranya parantos ngantunkeun anjeunna.
And they said, "To whom shall we go?"
Palmarana kasaha kada angkat.
You have the words of life.
Tawa anjeunna nyaeta ucapan hirup sareng langgeng.
In the book of Hebrews.
Dina Ibrani.
We see that Jesus is the first son.
Perang ningal yan Yesus putra sulung.
And that he is over this house.
Anjeunna nu janten kepala rumah tangga.
In Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6.
Dina Ibrani 3 ayat kagenep.
The Bible says, but Christ as a son.
Alkitab nyariskan Kristus setia janten putra.
Over his own house.
Anu janten kepala rumah tangga.
Whose house we are.
Imahna nyaeta urang.
If we hold fast the confidence and rejoicing.
Setia dugi ka akhir.
Of the hope firm to the end.
Dan harapan anu janten keangkuhan urang.
This is sonship.
Ia anu ngenan putra.
Christ said to the Father, if it's your will, let this cup pass from me.
Kristusnya yos karema umpami tiasa sawios sawan ieu teu janten.
But nevertheless, Father.
Angin ulah numutkeun.
Not my will.
Kahoyong abdi.
But your will be done.
Kedah numutkeun pangersa
amat. Anyone in government in your church.
Tawayanu dina tatanan gereja saderek.
Must be a son in the house.
Kedah janten anak dina imah pangeran.
Some churches are ruled by boards.
Sapara gereja diatur ku majelis.
The pastor is submitted to some group in the church.
Nungangon tunduk kana sababaraha kelompok dina gereja.
And therefore the pastor cannot move the church in a new direction.
Sebab eta nungangon teu tiasa ngagerakeun gereja ka arah anu enggal.
He's not the father in the house.
Anjeunna sanes bapa dina imah pangeran.
They are the father in the house.
Parana nyaeta bapa dina imah pangeran.
And he is submitted to them.
Nungangon tunduk ka maranehna.
This can never work.
Ieu teu pernah hasil.
God leads a church with a man.
Pangeran mimpin gereja sareng saurang pribadi.
When Moses came to the Red Sea shore.
Atas Musa dugi ka Laut Merah.
He did not submit to a group of his own people.
Anjeunna tutunduk kana hiji kelompok ti umat pangeran.
He stretched out his rod.
Anjeunna ngangkat tongkatna.
And the Lord parted the sea.
Pangeran melah laut.
Now as the pastor of the church.
Salaku nu ngangon gereja.
You need to climb the hill of God.
Priyoki nyaketan gunung pangeran.
Moses got up on the mountain.
Musa angkat ka gunung.
And the Lord gave him the pattern of the tabernacle.
Pangeran masihan ka anjeunna pola kemah suci.
As a pastor you should pray and fast.
Salaku ngangon sadaya kedah ngadoa sareng puasa.
And ask the Lord to show you the New Testament pattern of the church.
Nuhunkeun supados pangeran nuduhkeun pola gereja perjanjian anyar.
That in the temple and house to house they ministered every day.
Marana ngalayanan unggal dinten di bait Allah sareng ka imah-imah.
That's the pattern.
Eta polana.
And as you tell your people.
Samada saderek nyarios ka umat.
They will follow
you. Marana bakal ngiring saderek.
I remember Dr. Cho telling a story.
Abdi imut ka Dr. Cho nyaroskeun hiji kisah.
He pastors the largest church in the world.
Anjeunna ngangon gereja pangagengna di dunya.
He said in the late 1960s.
Anjeunna nyaros di akhir tahun 60-an.
One night he baptized 300 people by himself. After he did, he collapsed physically. The doctor told him he would never preach again. So he went to the elders of his church. And he said, I need you to help take over the church with me.
Gereja Sareng Abdi.
To visit the sick and help me care for the people.
Ngalongok nutadamang merhatikan nusanes.
His elders told him, no, that's what we pay you to do.
Penetuannya dos itu kami ngagati kanggo ngalakukan tugas eta.
And so he was desperate.
Janten anjena putus asa.
He approached the women of his church.
Anjena nyaketan kaum istri.
He said, the elders have refused to help me.
Karena para penetua nolak nulung Abdi.
Will you help me to pastor and visit the people?
Kersanten nulung abdi ngangon sareng ngunjungan jalmi.
The women of his church agreed to do that.
Para istri di gereja satuju ngalakukeun.
And that's how they birthed their first cells. Kersanten
ngalahirkeun sel marena anu ngawitan.
Out of desperation.
Ngawitan ti putus asa.
He could only stand and preach 10 minutes at a time.
Anjana ngantiasa nati sareng khotbah 10 menit.
It took him 10 years to recover from that night.
Diperjuangkan 10 tahun kanggo mulihkeun peristiwa eta.
But from the time that he appointed those people as cell leaders.
Angin ngawitan harita anjeunna nunjuk jalmi-jalmi janten pamimpin sel.
In 10 years their church grew to the largest church in the world.
Dina 10 tahun gereja marena janten gereja pangagengna di dunya.
And now it has 750,000
members.
All meeting in cell groups.
Sedaya ibadah dina kelompok sel.
And Dr. Cho is in his 60s.
Dr. Cho dina yuswa 60.
He says he goes to his office sometime and has nothing to do.
Nyarios dan kadang anjena ke kantor sareng teu ngadamel nanaon.
Because all of the work of the ministry is being done by his leaders.
Kumargi sadaya padamelan ngalayanan parantos pasrahkeun ka para pamimpin.
As I conclude these 5 teaching sessions.
Patos abdi nyimpulkeun sesi 5 pengajaran ieu.
I want to challenge you as a pastor.
Abdi nantang saderek janten nu ngangon.
Find the sons in your house.
Pilari anak dina imah pangeran.
They are the building material of the church.
Araneuna nyaeta bahan bangunan gareja.
Begin to meet with those sons.
Awitan tepang sareng anak-anak.
Commission them as cell leaders.
Tugas maranena salaku pamimpin sel.
Let them open groups.
Awios maranena muka kelompok.
Encourage your people to get involved.
Dorong jalmi-jalmi supados ilu biung.
And as their groups grow.
Sementara kelompoknya tumbuh.
Bring all of your new believers from services into those cells.
Sadaya petebat enggal dicandak ka sel-sel eta.
Write the cell lesson every week for them.
Serat pelajaran kanggo sel unggal minggu kanggo maranehna.
Alternate the format every other week.
Gentos bentuk unggal minggu.
Where one week it's for believers.
Dina saminggu kanggo jalmi percaya.
And the next week is to invite in the lost.
Minggu salajana ngondang anu leungit.
And then as you add new people to the group.
Sementara saderek nambi jalmi enggal kana kelompok.
Prepare the group for multiplication.
Persiapan kelompok kangge multiplikasi.
If the group has 15 or 20 people.
Pami kelompok kaduh 15 atau nabi 20 jalmi.
Multiply the group in a traditional way.
Multiplikasi kelompok kita dina cara tradisional.
Let half of the group go one way and half the other way.
Biasa paruna kelompok angkat ka hiji arah sareng saparuna deui ka arah anu sanes.
But if the group has about 12 people.
Pami kelompok kaduh sakitar 12 jalmi.
And you want to form other groups as external multiplications.
Hayo ngabentuk kelompok sanes jantan multiplikasi eksternal.
You can send out one person to open a group here.
Arek tiasa ngutus saurang kanggo muka kelompok didinya.
And another to open a group there.
Muka kelompok di tempat didinya.
And another to open a group there.
Tiasa muka deui kelompok.
Until they have their 12.
Jika masing-masing ka-12 jalmi muka kelompok.
And their 12 have their 12. 12
ngadamel deui kenging 12 deui.
And you have filled your whole area with the word of God.
Arek parantos nyumponan sadaya daerahku dauhan pangeran.
I want to take a moment and pray for you.
Kanggo sakedap sareng ngadoa kanggo saderek.
Because some of you as pastors need to know who are your sons.
Kumarki sabaraha saderek janten nunganggon proyeki terang saha anak-anak saderek.
As we bow our heads and close our eyes.
Kamantawis urang tumungkul nutup soca.
Let us pray.
Mangga ngadoa.
Lord, I ask you to bless the churches.
Pangeran Abdi nyuhunkeun anjeun ngaberkahan gereja-gereja.
I pray for the pastors.
Ngadoakan ku tukang ngangon.
All across the world.
Di sakulea dunya.
Watching this video.
Anu nyaksikeun ieu video.
Help them to see the church.
Tulungan maranehna ningal gereja.
Your body.
Salira anjeun.
The bride of Christ.
Panganten Kristus.
Help them to see the cells.
Tulungan maranehna ningal sel.
Where the life of Christ is manifest.
Jantenkeun tempat manifesti kahirupan Kristus.
Raise up leaders in this church.
Ugahkeun gereja di tempat ieu.
Give them the heart of the Father.
Pasihan hati Bapa.
The vision of the pastor.
Visi tukang ngangon.
Attach them as heirs of the vision.
Tingali kemarin jantan perwaris visi.
Help them to raise up their 12.
Supaya ngagaduhan 12 jalmi.
And then give them the anointing to multiply.
Talatina pasian urapan kanggo multiplikasi.
In traditional multiplication.
Ina multiplikasi tradisional.
In external multiplication.
Ina multiplikasi eksternal.
In internal multiplication.
Ina multiplikasi internal.
Give them cells.
Pasian marena sel.
Multiply them.
Multiplikasi marane.
And I pray, Lord.
Abdi ngadua pangeran anjeun pamimpin.
Leaders after their own heart.
Pamimpin anu kamana di hati anjeun.
Leaders who are not trying to build their own vision.
Pamimpin anu teu usaha ngawangun visi sorangan.
Leaders who have no personal agenda.
Pamimpin anu teu gaduh rencana pribadi.
Keep their cell groups safe.
Jaga superkom sel marena aman.
Let there be no division or strife.
Bari antep kajantenan perpecahan atanapi perselisihan.
We bind the enemy from their cell groups.
Abdi nalian musuh ti kom sel maranena.
Be blessed.
Diberkahan.
With the blessing of God.
Bareng berkah pangeran.
And Lord, we thank you for it.
Pangeran abdi muji syukur.
In Jesus name we pray.
Dalam nama Yesus abdi nanada.
Amen.
Amen.
We are so very blessed to be with you.
Abdi langkung diberkahan sareng saderek.
And we trust the Lord is going to bless your cell groups.
Abdi percantan jeung pangeran bakal ngaberkahan kom sel saderek.
To pastor your people well.
Perhangon jalmi-jalmi kalayan sae.
To evangelize the lost.
Injilan usasap.
To raise up leaders.
Agukahkeun pamimpin.
To multiply your groups.
Multiplikasi kelompok saderek.
And to build the house of God.
Sareng ngawangun imah pangeran.
Upon sons and daughters.
Nakalaki sareng istri.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan.
And may the Lord multiply you.
Ki Gusti ngalipat gandakeun saderek.